room of temptation, because I'm going to have to preach and not touch anything. It's very difficult. A lot of stuff here I want to touch, but we know the rule, look but don't touch. We want to look at Acts 16 to begin with, please. Acts chapter 16. And we've called this Paul versus the World, the defense and confirmation of the gospel in Acts 16 through 20. Which is a long and cumbersome title in its own right. So I really should have said Paul versus the world, the flesh, and the devil, because we see all of them making an appearance. But you got to cut corners somewhere. So my idea, though, in saying Paul versus the world, first of all, I'm ripping off Athanasius Contra Mundum, the old classic work where Athanasius, the early Christian, defended the Trinity against people that were attacking truth in his day. But Paul was one who was willing to stand against what people thought in his own day and how they believed. And he was willing to speak the truth in the face of a world that really wasn't... Oh, that's nice. Thank you. I'm starting to sound more like Charlton Heston all the time. Moses. Anyway, sorry. I'm easily distracted, as you can tell. But Paul wasn't afraid to speak the truth to these people, even though it was a milieu, a situation where people didn't think like him. And I don't know about Oklahoma or Kansas or Missouri or Iowa or whatever state you hail from, but where I live, I find out increasingly a lot of the people around me don't think like a believer, because they aren't believers, you know, and even some who say they're believers don't think like the Word of God would enjoin us to think. So we're living in the kind of world that Paul and his friends were engaging with in the book of Acts. And we're going to read about that just now. Acts chapter 16 and verse 1. The he is referring to Paul. Acts 16 verse 1 says, "Then he came to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed, but his father was Greek. He was well spoken of by the brethren who were at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted to have him go on with him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in that region, for they all knew that his father was Greek. And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily." Now, when we read that last verse, verse number 5, there's this statement about the churches being strengthened and increasing. And at different points in the book, you get statements like that, which Brother David Gooding points out really separates the book of Acts into 6 different sections. And it's kind of a thing that builds and crescendos till you get to the end of the book in chapter 28 and you find this thing, how big has Christianity gotten? Well, the group of people that were about 120 in chapter 1, they're now scattered throughout the Roman world, and Paul is in the capital of the Roman world, Rome itself, and he's getting to witness to people, and notably to the Jewish delegation there, about the Lord Jesus Christ. So Acts is this story